We thank the Lord for the brother who led us in singing this hymn.
特别这首诗歌第三节，他提到。
Particularly in stanza 3, it mentions.
让我们看见这里诗人他有个心愿，愿意成为无有。
This author, he has a heart to become nothing.
他也知道这个降卑会有苦痛。
And he knows that this humbling will be painful.
但他却愿意卧于尘土。
But he is willing to be nothing like dust.
他有一个目的。
Because there is a purpose.
他这样的降卑，他是有个目标。
There is a goal in this humility.
还是要让世人能够认识他的救主。
So that people of this world can come to know the Savior.
因此他甘愿成为无有。
So he is willing to be nothing.
他甘愿受苦忧而降卑。
And willing to suffer all and to lower himself.
他为了叫世人能够赞他不休。
So that people of this world would not see the shame.
因为赞美之声为他是配。
Rather to have praise to the Lord.
那我在唱这首诗歌的时候，我想到一个人。
And as I was singing this hymn, I was thinking of a person.
就是何寿恩姐妹。
And that is Sister.
Amy Barber.
And Sister Margaret Barber.
她对于我们所熟悉的尼托镇弟兄的属灵生命有一个很深刻的影响。
She had a very deep influence on Brother Watchman Nee.
我如果没有记错的话。应该是在他离世归主之后。
If I remember correctly, before she passed away.
尼弟兄收到一些他的东西。
Brother Nee received some of her things.
包括一本他所使用的一本圣经。
Including a Bible that she had used.
在里头他读到了一句话。
And inside there was a phrase that she had read.
就是姐妹她所写下来的。
And this was a phrase that the sister had written.
她说为我。无所求。
And she said, for me, I ask nothing.
为主求一切。
But for the Lord, I ask for everything.
感谢主，姐妹实在是被主所得着的一个器皿。
We thank the Lord that our sister was one who was gained by the Lord as a vessel.
这是早晨我的负担。
And this is my burden this morning.
愿弟兄姐妹同来认识谦卑。
May brothers and sisters, together we may come to know what is humility.
那我们先读几处的经文。
Shall we read some passages of the Bible?
请打开圣经到马太福音。
Let's turn first to the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章，我们读二十五、二十六两节。
Matthew chapter 11, we will read the verses 25 and 26.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事像聪明通达人就藏起来，像婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。
At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth,that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for this way was well-pleasing in your sight.
我们再读第二十九节。
We'll also read verse 29.
马太福音十一章第二十九节。
Matthew 11:29.
这还是主所说的，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的。我的担子是轻省的。
This is also spoken by the Lord. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
下一处我们要读箴言。
Next, we'll turn to the book of Proverbs.
旧约圣经的箴言，我们读第十八章。
Proverbs in the Old Testament, we will read chapter 18.
箴言十八章，我们读第十二节。
Proverbs 18:12.
败坏之先，人心骄傲；尊荣以前，必有谦卑。
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but humility goes before honor.
下一处我们要读新约腓立比书。
Next, we'll turn to the New Testament book of Philippians.
这是我们都熟悉的一段圣经，腓立比书第二章。
This is a passage we're very familiar with, Philippians chapter 2.
我们从第五节读到第十一节。
We'll read verses 5 through 11.
腓立比书第二章第五节。 你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Have this attitude or mind in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of man. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on this cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
For this reason also, God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
最后一处我们读腓立比书第三，对不起，以弗所书第三章。
And lastly, we will turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章，我们读第二十节。
Ephesians 3 verse 20。
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us。
我们一起再有一点祷告。
Shall we again have another word of prayer?
我们的心实在是感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank you with all our heart.
让我们想到主啊，你原本是与父神为同等。
Lord, when we think about how originally you were equal with the Father.
但你却甘愿离弃那天上的宝座，降卑为人。
You willingly left your throne in heaven and you came and became a man.
你来到世上受尽了一切的羞辱。
And you endured all the shame on this earth.
最后被挂在十字架上。
Until you were hung on the cross.
为了要拯救我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人。
In order to save us sinners who are dead in our transgressions and sins.
我们再次为了你在十字架的救恩感谢赞美你。
So for the salvation upon the cross, we want to thank you and praise you.
我们看见主因着你存心的顺服。
Lord, because we see of your absolute obedience,
以至于死，且死在十字架上,
even to death, death on the cross.
所以父神相, 将你升为至高,
and so the Father exalted you,
主啊, 高过一切,
exalted you above every other name.
主啊, 我们实在是要俯伏敬拜你,
so Lord, we want to bow down and give you worship.
主, 愿你实在是在每个蒙恩人的身上, 你都得着这样的赞美。
Lord, may you receive all the praise from all of us.
连万气要跪拜, 万口要称颂。
Because every knee shall bow, every tongue confess.
唯有耶稣基督是主。
That only Jesus Christ is Lord.
主早晨我们再把这点时间仰望你。
So again, we place the following time into your hands.
愿你在我们中间，你来居首位。
May you reign, and have authority during this time.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们感谢神，上一周连长弟兄和我们交通到神永远的旨意。
We thank the Lord that last week our elderly brother shared with us the eternal will of God.
我们看见我们的神是一位有旨意、有目的的神。
We see that our God is a God with a goal and a purpose.
在创立世界以前，他就按着他所喜悦的旨意，他定下了一个目的。
Before he created the heavens and the earth, he had already set and established a purpose.
也他也为了这个旨意和目的，他一直做事。
And for this will and purpose, he is constantly working.
他来成就他所喜悦的这个旨意。
He wants to accomplish this will.
就是要叫时候满足的时候满足。
So at the fullness of time.
叫万有都在基督耶稣里同归于一。
Everything will be summed up in Jesus, in Christ.
而我们这些蒙恩的人，今天也是因着这样的旨意而蒙神所召。
And all of us who have been saved by grace, all of us who have been called.
为叫我们这些属他的人。
So that all of us who belong to him.
到有一天我们都能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
That one day we will all be conformed into the image of His Son.
我们能够成为合乎神所用的器皿。
So that one day we can be that useful vessel for God.
来叫神成就他这荣耀的旨意。
So that God can accomplish His glorious will.
也叫我们这些人一同的与主进到他的荣耀里去。
So that all of us, we can all enter into His glory.
神的话语中所告诉我们他的形象并不是指着外面的样子。
The Bible tells us that His image does not speak of His outward image or outward form.
我们外面可能我们说话我们做事或许像看起来像主耶稣。
Outwardly, when we speak, when we act, we might look like the Lord Jesus.
但这些外面的表现若不是从里面生命的流露它就不是这个形象。
But this outward behavior, if it does not come from life within, then it is not His image.
你讲到神儿子的形象也讲到两个方面
When we speak of the image of God's Son We speak of two aspects
一方面说到这个形象乃是一个代表
One is that we speak of this image as a representation
而是因为在我们蒙恩的人里头有一个真实主耶稣的生命
It speaks of how all who have been saved We have a true life of Christ within us
所以借着神儿子的形象能够把它代表出来
And so through the image of His Son We represent out the life of Christ from within.
另一方面，这个形象乃是讲到一个发表，也是或是一个彰显。
On the other aspect, we can speak of His image being a manifestation or a condition.
就是因着在我们蒙恩的人里头有神儿子的生命。
Because we have the life of the Son of God within us.
借着这个形象，能够把这生命一切的性情能够发表出来。
So in this image, we can manifest everything, all the characteristic of this life.
能够把主生命的性情。彰显出来
so that we can live out the character or nature of Christ.
所以我们看见当我们主在十字架上成就了救赎
So when we see that the Lord Jesus accomplished salvation for us on the cross,
他不仅借着他的血洗净我们一切的罪
Not only did he wash away all of our sins with his blood,
他更是借着圣灵重生了我们
But he also rebirthed us through the Holy Spirit.
他把他自己的生命赐给了我们
And he gave us his own life.
这生命就是在我们里头要来成就这件事
And this life will accomplish this.
就叫我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象
So that we can be conformed into the image of God's Son.
所以我们看见磨成神儿子的形象还不是说到我们外面的一些事
So when we speak of being conformed into His image, it's not just some outward things.
它乃是关系到这生命里头的生命
But it has to do with the life within.
记得上一次和弟兄姐妹交通到主的性格里头一件重要最重要的一个性情就是真实
Last time I shared with brothers and sisters a very important characteristic of the Lord's life which is being true
因为我们的主他就是真实
Because our Lord he himself is true
他所是是真的
What he is true
他所说所做的一切也都是真实
What he says what he does everything is also true
所以我们看见我们的主在地上的时候他最痛最恨恶的就是那法利赛人
And so we see our Lord Jesus when he was on earth what he hated the most were actually the Pharisees
因为法利赛人乃是一般假冒为善的人
Because the Pharisees they were hypocrites
而我们的神在旧约的时候他所最憎恶的乃是偶像
And also in the Old Testament what God hated the most were idols
因为偶像乃是虚假
Because idols are false
所以因为我们的主他是这位真的主
Because our Lord our God he is a true and true God
所以当我们蒙恩之后
So after we are saved,
我们就应该得来培养这个真的性格在我们身上。
We ought to nurture that truth in our lives.
我则愿意和弟兄姐妹一同继续来交通主的另外一个重要的性格。
So we want to continue to share with brothers and sisters another very important characteristic of his life.
就是谦卑。
Which is humility.
因为我们的主他乃是柔和谦卑。
Because our Lord is humble and meek.
主谦卑的性格可以说是主性格里头最美的一样。
We can say that his humility and meekness is one of the most beautiful characteristics of his life.
也是我们最被吸引的。
And one that attracts us the most.
我们刚刚读到了马太福音第十一章那里，让我们看见有一次主耶稣来到了加百农那一带地方。
We see that in Matthew 11, which we just read, that the Lord Jesus, he came to Capernaum.
主在那里行了许多的神迹。
And there the Lord, he performed many miracles.
但是那里的人却心里刚硬。
But the people there, they had hard hearts.
他们始终不肯悔改来接受主耶稣
They were not willing to repent and accept the Lord Jesus
可在那样一个不如意的环境里头
But in that difficult situation
我们的主却在那里祷告说父啊天地的主我感谢你
The Lord Jesus he prayed I praise you Father Lord of heaven and earth
我想我们基督徒常常也有这样的祷告
I think that as Christians, often we may have this prayer.
我们也常会祷告说，父啊，我感谢你。
We say, Father, I praise you.
然后原本我们没有工作，后来神赐给我们的工作，我们会说，父啊，我感谢你。
Originally, we did not have a job, but when God gave you a job, you say, Father, I thank you.
然后我们原本生了疾病。
Originally, you may have been ill.
后来靠着主的恩典得医治了。
But according to His grace, you have been healed.
我们也会说，父啊，我感谢你。
We also say, Father, I thank you.
但在这里，主耶稣他说，父啊，我感谢你的时候。
But here, when the Lord Jesus said, I praise you, Father, we see that it was in a difficult environment. When the Lord humbled himself to come to the earth, he only had one purpose. That is, he hoped that people through him may gain life. But here, the people rejected him. And so in this difficult environment,
我们的主他能仍然能够说父啊我感谢你。
He was still able to say, I praise you, Father.
他说因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来。
Because you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent.
向婴孩就显出了。
And have revealed them to infants.
这里话这里让我们看见我们的主是何等乐意将他自己向人启示。
Here we see how willing the Lord Jesus is to reveal himself to all man.
他何等愿意把这位荣耀的神启示在人的心里。
He is willing to reveal the glorious Father into the hearts of man.
但是在这里有一些的人。
But here there are some people.
他们自以为是聪明通达。
They thought that they were wise and intelligent.
他们就没有办法来认识这位荣耀的神。
So they had no way to come to know this glorious Lord.
他们也没有办法来认识这位主。
And they had no way to come to know this Lord.
神的旨意在他们身上就没有路。
So God's will had no way in them.
但是如果这些人他们的情形如果是像婴孩一样。
However, for these people, if their condition were to be like infants,
我们看见神将这些事就向他们开启。
Then we will find that all these things will be revealed to them.
因为在婴孩的里头让我们看见乃是那样的柔和谦卑。
Because we see that in infants, they are humble and meek.
对一个婴孩来讲
To an infant,
他什么都不会
They are unable to do anything.
他什么都没有
They have nothing.
他什么都不能做
They are unable to do anything.
所以这里主让我们看见主的事情像婴孩就显出来
And so we see that the things of God are revealed to infants.
但像那自以为聪明通达的人就隐藏起来
And so it is hidden to those who think that they are wise and intelligent.
弟兄姐妹我们想到多少时候我们读圣经
Brothers and sisters, think about how many times you read the Bible.
我们来参加周五的查经聚会，主日的聚会。
You come to Friday night Bible study and Sunday gatherings.
可是我们却对这位荣耀的神没有什么认识。
But we still do not really know this glorious God.
我们不是很明白神的旨意。
We still do not really understand His will.
我们来到聚会当中，好像也摸不着主，接触不到主。
When we come to the meeting, we still cannot feel Him or have any interaction with Him.
其中一个很主要的原因。
One very important reason
就是我们自以为是聪明通达
is because we think that we are wise and intelligent.
所以这些事向我们就隐藏起来
And so these things are hidden from us.
当我们刚刚信主的时候
When we first believe in the Lord,
我们这个属灵的生命啊就像婴孩一样
Our spiritual life is like an infant.
我们什么都不懂
We don't understand anything.
圣经也还没读过一遍
We haven't even read the Bible through once.
道也没听过几篇
We haven't heard many messages yet.
所以我们就像婴孩的情形
So we are like, we have the condition of an infant.
所以我们里面啊属灵的情形实在是柔和谦卑
And so within us, our condition, we're very humble and meek.
所以每次来到聚会当中
And every time we come to the meeting.
无论是查经聚会
Whether it's Bible study.
无论是主日的聚会
Or Sunday meeting.
哎呀我们就觉得好有得着
We feel we gain so much.
弟兄姐妹的祷告
And the prayers of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹所交通分享的
And the fellowship of the saints.
对我们都好有帮助
It really helps us.
为什么呢
Why?
那是因为我们像婴孩一样
It's because we are like infants.
这些事就向我们开启
And so these things are opened and revealed to us.
当我们信主八年十年之后
But after 8 or 10 years of believing in the Lord.
我们圣经可能读了几遍
Perhaps we've read the Bible a few times.
你读了几十遍
And perhaps more than a few times.More than 10 times.
我知道我们当中有一位弟兄啊，信主一年啊，圣经已经读了两三遍。
I know of a brother who, in his first year of believing, he already read the Bible 2-3 times.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
当我们慢慢信主八年、十年之后
，But after you believe in the Lord, let's say 8 or 10 years,
圣经也读了几遍了
，And you read the Bible through,
也会背了一些 经文
And you can memorize some passages.
我们信息也听过好几十遍
And we've heard many messages.
甚至有时候也能讲一讲
And you can also share and speak.
然后我们再来聚会的时候
And then when we come to the meeting.
无论是礼拜五的查经聚会
Whether it's Friday night Bible study.
无论是来到主日的聚会
Or Sunday meeting.
我们觉得这些事情都听过了
We feel like these things we've already heard it.
这些话都懂了
We already understand these words.
神的旨意我都能讲
God's will, I know how to say it.
你就发现我们就进入了一个聪明通达的光景
And so we enter into a condition of being wise and intelligent
来到聚会当中
And in the meeting
我们就不明白神的旨意
Then we do not understand God's will
我们就摸不着主
We cannot touch God
我们就没有得着帮助
And then we have not gained help
原因是什么
What's the reason?
就是因为这些事向我们都隐藏起来
Because all these things have now been hidden from you
所以在这里主乃是让我们看见我们要像婴孩一样
And so here the Lord is showing us we must become like infants.
我们的主他自己也像婴孩一样
Our Lord himself, he was like an infant too.
所以他告诉我们说他心里柔和谦卑
The Lord shows us that he is humble and gentle in heart.
当我们走来到地上的时候
And so when we come to the things of this world,
一生都像是婴孩一样
We see that the Lord, he was like an infant his entire life.
在父的面前一直都像婴孩
Before the Father, he was always like an infant.
他不会说
He would not speak.
他也不会做。
He would not do.
他不能说。
He is unable to speak.
他也不能做。
And unable to do.
他说，他唯有听见父所说的，他才说。
So he said that I would only speak what I hear the Father say.
唯有看见父所做的，他才做。
What I see the Father do, then I will do.
这是在我们主里头，他里面谦卑的情形。
This is the condition of our Lord being gentle and humble.
但是谦卑是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of humility then?
谦卑乃是让我们看见一个人他愿意站在一个卑微的地位上
We see that humility means a person is willing to stand on the position of being very low
他不以为自己有什么
He does not think that he has anything
他也不以为自己懂了什么
He does not think he understands much
他不为自己寻求什么地位或是尊荣
He would not seek position or fame
他也不为自己坚持权力
He would not insist on his authority
一个谦卑的人他乃是不要自己
A humble person does not care for oneself.
他不为着自己。
He does not do anything for himself.
有一位穆安德烈弟兄他曾经这么说。
Brother Andrew Murray has once said.
他说这谦卑并不是一个外面的一个表现。
Humility is not an outward behavior.
谦卑也不是我们里面的感觉。
Humility is also not an inward feeling.
当一个人如果他在学习谦卑的时候他感觉到自己是谦卑的。
If a person while learning humility feels that he's very humble.
好那这个人。就还不是真的谦卑。
This person is not truly humble yet.
你谦卑乃是没有自己。
Because humility or humbleness,
他不为自己。
There's nothing of self and it's not for self, does not care for self.
我相信我们基督徒都有一个感觉，谦卑是一个非常难学习的功课。
Perhaps as all Christians, we think that humility is a very difficult lesson.
我这里我先停一下，问大家一个问题。
But here I want to just pause and ask everyone a question.
我每次都喜欢问弟兄你们一个问题。
I always like to ask a question.
啊，就是在我们当中啊，蒙恩的基督徒。
Among us, for all who are saved.
你是盼望你愿意你盼望做一个谦卑的人，还是你愿意盼望做一个骄傲的人
？Are you willing to be a humble person or a proud person?
希望你们想一想，心里面想一想。
I hope you can think about it.
因为如果你是想要做一个骄傲的人
，Because if you want to be a proud person.
那接下来跟你关系就不大。
Because then everything else I'm going to say has nothing to do with you.
你也不需要学习了。
And you don't have to practice it.
因为我们生下来我们就会。
Because you already know how to.
如果我们愿意，我们盼望能够像主一样的谦卑。
But if you're willing and you want to be as humble as our Lord Jesus.
那个是我们所没有。
That is what we do not have.
那个也是我们所不会。
And also what we do not know how to.
来从主的身上有一点学习。
And so we need to learn from our Lord.
我们就发现，当我们要学习谦卑的时候，我们发现非常难。
When we want to learn humility, we find it's very hard.
为什么呢
？Why?
那是因为在我们天然人的里头啊，都是骄傲的。
Because naturally, we all are proud.
为什么我们天然人是骄傲的呢
？Why is that our natural selves were proud?
因为我们的天然人啊，都是爱自己。
Because we all love ourselves.
都是顾着自己。
We all care about ourselves.
就因着我们里头爱自己的缘故。
And so because we love ourselves.
就有这个骄傲的表现
Then we exhibit pride
或是有这个骄傲的感觉
Or we feel proud
这其实骄傲就是一个爱自己的表现。
And so pride is a manifestation of loving yourself.
因为天然的人，我们都爱自己。
The natural man all loves themselves.
所以我们都是要高举自己。
We all want to elevate ourselves.
我们都是把自己看得很高，看得很重要。
We all think of ourselves very highly and very important.
就算在聚会中，我们不觉得自己很重要。
Even in the meeting, if you feel that you're not important,
我们可能回到家里头也觉得我是很重要。
Perhaps when you go home, you may feel you're very important.
这个家如果没有我，早就垮了。
If this family does not have me, then it's already gone.
你发现我们天然人里头，因为这个己啊，都是爱自己，都是高抬自己。
In our natural man, because we all elevate ourselves and care and love ourselves.
所以我们看见我们有这样一个通病，就是一个骄傲。
And so we see that there is this problem, this obstacle, we are all proud.
我们应该知道撒旦他之所以变成撒旦
We know Satan became Satan
就是因为骄傲
Because of pride
在以赛亚书第十四章那边让我们看见
In Isaiah 14 we see there
我们看见他本来是一位荣耀荣美的天使长
We see that originally he was a glorious archangel
在神的创造里头他极其荣美
In all of God's creation he was full of glory and beautiful
他不仅荣美他有很有能力
Not only was he beautiful, he was very capable
所以神将很重要的服事托给他
And so God entrusted very important services to him
但突然间有一天在他的里头
But all of a sudden one day from within him
他起了一个意念
He had this thought
他说我要升到天上
But he said one day in his heart, I will ascend to heaven
我们看见这位天使长原本已经是非常的崇高
We see that this archangel already he was elevated
他里头的一个意念说我要升到天上
But then he had this thought I will ascend to heaven
他说我要高举我的宝座在神的众星之上
He said I will raise my throne above the stars of God
他说我要坐在聚会的山上在北方的极处
And I will sit on the mount of assembly in the recesses of the north
他说我要升到高云之上
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds
他还说我要与至上者同等
And he also said, I will make myself like the Most High.
我们看见这位受造极美的天使长
We see that this created beautiful archangel
因着这个里头骄傲的意念
Because of this proud thought
他爱自己
He loved himself
要高抬自己
He elevated himself
他与至上者同等
And because he wanted to be the same as the Most High
我们看见这位美丽的天使长就变成了可怕的撒旦
So we see this beautiful archangel became the very terrible Satan
变成了神的仇敌
He became the enemy of God
所以我们看见骄傲是何等的可怕。
So we see how terrible pride is.
骄傲也是神所最憎恶的。
And pride is what God hates the most.
神从远处就能够看见那骄傲的人。
God is able to see the person who is proud from afar.
神也阻挡那骄傲的人。
And God also opposes the proud.
所以箴言第十八章我们刚刚也所读的告诉我们。
And so in Proverbs 18, which we just read, it also tells us.
在那里说败坏之先人心骄傲
Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty
我们看见这个败坏和骄傲啊是连在一块的
We see that pride and destruction are connected together
哪里有骄傲
Wherever there's pride
败坏就跟着来
There's also destruction that will follow
就让我们看见乃是撒旦的写照
We see that this is what happened to Satan
当他心里骄傲他要高举自己的时候
We see when Satan elevated himself with his pride
我们看见他就败坏
We see that he was destroyed
就变成了撒旦
He became Satan
他后半节让你让我们看见尊荣以前必有谦卑
And we see the second part of the verse But humility goes before honor
这乃是让我们看见我们主耶稣的写照
This shows us a picture of Christ
有一位弟兄劳威廉弟兄他曾经这么来论谦卑
There is a brother named William Law And he once said about humility
他说谦卑只有一种
There's only one type of humility.
就是主耶稣基督的谦卑。
That is the humility of Jesus.
他说永远不会有其他种的谦卑。
He said that there will never be another form of humility.
从前不会有。
In the past, there never will be.
以后也不会有。
And in the future, there never will be.
让我们看见这谦卑的性格还是在我们主的生命里头才有。
That the nature of humility is only within the Lord Jesus.
所以我们从腓立比书第二章那里我们能够从主的心思来认识这主谦卑的性情
And so from Philippians 2 we can learn about the humility of Christ through his attitude and mind
在这里圣灵告诉我们我们的主他本有神的形象
We see here that the Holy Spirit shows us that he had equality with God
就是神本性一切的丰盛 都有形有体的住在基督里。
That everything in terms of the form of God existed bodily in him.
所以我们的主能够完全的把父神给彰显出来。
And so our Lord Jesus, he is able to completely manifest the Father.
自然看到神本性一切的丰盛都在他里面。
This is seeing the abundance of all things within him.
所以让我们看见他不以与神同等为强夺的。
And so now we see that he did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped.
这是我们的主，他原本就是与神是同等。
He originally was equal with God.
他不像撒旦一样，撒旦想要与至上的同等，他是用强夺的。
Not like Satan. Satan, he wanted that position of equality with God something to grasp at.
但是我们的主原本就是与神是同等的。
Now Jesus himself, he originally was equal with God.
他与神是完全合一的。
He is entirely one with God.
他就是那位至高荣耀尊贵的神。
He is the glorious most high God.
所以我们看见我们的主他是那样的丰富。
He was that abundant and full of riches.
他是那样的尊贵。
So beautiful and full of riches.
他是那样的全能。
And almighty.
而这里却告诉我们他却反倒虚己。
But here we find that he did not grasp at it.
这虚己原的意思乃是倒空自己。
And here, being emptied of himself, taking the form of a bondservant, emptying himself.
这是主的谦卑。
This is his humility.
我们这是谦卑的第一个意义，就是倒空自己。
So the first meaning of humility is to empty yourself.
好像无有一样。
Like you have nothing.
所以这里我们看见主的谦卑的一个特性。
So here we see a characteristic of the Lord's humility.
他不是因为没有，所以他成为谦卑。
It's not because he did not have it, and so therefore he was humble.
他是万有。
He has everything.
但他却愿意倒空。
But he was willing to empty himself.
好像无有一样。
Like he had nothing.
他不坚持自己的地位。
He did not insist on his own position.
他不维护他的权利。
He did not hold on to his power or authority.
他没有感觉到说有什么事情是他所当得的。
He did not feel like there was anything that he deserved.
这是我们主的谦卑。
This is the Lord's humility.
接着他说，他取了奴仆的形象。
And then it continues to say that he took the form of a bondservant.
我们知道我们的主他原本是至高的神。
We know that our Lord before he is Almighty God.
但当他来到地上的时候。
But when he came to the earth.
他不是做一个高人一等的人。
He was not a person of high class.
乃是取了奴仆的形象。
But he took the form of a bond slave.
就是站在一个最卑微的地位上。
He stood on the most humble position.
他站在一个最低微的卑微上来服侍人。
He stood on the lowest position to serve man.
这是我们主他奴仆的形象。
This is the image of our Lord Jesus being a servant.
就是一个奴仆的心。
His heart is the heart of a servant.
他来了不是要受人的是服侍。
He did not come to receive the service of man.
来到地上乃是要来服侍人。
He came to serve man.
来到地上把自己给人。
He came to earth to give himself to man.
这是我们主他奴仆的形象。
This is the image of a bond slave of our Lord.
所以讲到奴仆乃是讲到一个卖身的奴隶。
And so a bondservant speaks of one who has sold himself.
这卖身的奴隶他没有自己的权利。
A bond slave has no rights of their own.
他也没有自己的荣耀。
And no glory for themselves.
他没有自己的地位。
And no position for themselves.
他什么都没有。
He has nothing.
就连他的身体他的生命都是他主人。
Even his body, his very life belongs to his master.
这是我们主耶稣他取了奴仆的形象。
This is our Lord Jesus taking the form of a bond slave.
他也是站在一个这样最低微的地位上。
He stood on the lowest position.
来服侍人。
To serve man.
我们看见这样一位尊贵万有的主。
So we see this glorious God of all things.
当他来到地上的时候。
When he came to earth.
他取了这样一个最卑微的一个形象。
He took the lowest form.
我们记得当主耶稣在上十字架之前有一次和门徒来到一个地方。
We know that the Lord Jesus before he went up on the cross he came with the disciples to a place.
我们知道在当时他们人旅行都是靠走路的。
And at that time we know people they went to different places through walking.
在那个中东那个地方充满了沙尘的地方，那走路呢是会有很多的灰尘。
And so in the Middle East, we know that it's full of sand and dust. So as you walk, it's very dusty.
当时的人呢，不像我们今天穿着鞋子，里头还穿袜子。
And so the people back then, they're not like us. When they wear shoes, they don't wear socks.
他们乃是穿那个凉鞋，像就是有洞的。
They wear sandals. It has lots of holes.
当他们走了一漫长的道路之后。
And so after a long journey of walking,
那个脚都会沾满了尘土。
Their feet will be very dusty and dirty.
都是不舒服。
It's uncomfortable.
所以当时就有一个这样的一个习惯。
And so there was a tradition at that time.
就当人来到了一个人的家中。
When someone arrives at a person's home,
那个家的主人就会安排一个在家里面最卑微的一个使女。
The owner of the home would arrange the lowest maidservant.
来用那个清水呢，来洗客人的脚。
We'll take some water to wash the feet of the guests.
可那一天非常奇妙的。
But that day, very interestingly,
当主带着他的门徒来到这个房间
，When Jesus and his disciples came to this room,
那家的主人并没有做这样的安排。
The master of the house did not arrange this.
所以他们主耶稣和他的门徒们在那里准备坐席的时候
，So Jesus and his disciples, before they were to have their meal,
每个人都感觉非常不舒服。
Everyone felt very uncomfortable.
因为脚不干净
，Because their feet were unclean.
全身感觉就不舒服。
So their entire body felt uncomfortable.
主耶稣也说嘛，你们脚洗干净了。
And even the Lord Jesus said, when your feet is clean,
全身就舒服。
Then your whole body is comfortable.
那天每个人的脚都沾满了尘土，非常的不舒服。
Every person that day, their feet were all dirty, and so they felt uncomfortable.
他们都坐在桌子的旁边，
等着
吃饭。
They were all lounging around the table, waiting for the meal.
每个人心里面就在那里想。
And so everybody was thinking in their heart.
今天这个主人怎么没有给我们安排一个洗脚的使女？
Why is it that the host of today's meal did not arrange for a maidservant to come and wash her feet?
在那里等。
They were waiting.
就在那里想。
And they were thinking.
如果今天那主人忘记预备一个洗脚的使女。
That today the host had forgotten the maidservant.
那我们中间得有一个人来做这件事。
Among us, is there anyone who will do this task?
这时候很有可能彼得就想一想。
So perhaps at this time Peter was thinking to himself.
我是带头的。
I am the leader.
我是大弟兄。
I am the elder brother.
这个卑微的事不应该轮到我做。
Such a humble task, I ought not to do it.
坐旁边的约翰可能也这么想。
And perhaps John sitting next to him was thinking.
哎呀，我是主最贴心的门徒。
I am the most beloved of the Lord.
这个事也不应该轮到我做。
It ought not to be my task.
或许他们如果知道犹大常常从钱囊偷钱。
And perhaps they knew Judas was the one who was always taking money from the money bag.
他们可能都想。
They were all thinking.
那应该今天轮到犹大来给我们洗脚。
Perhaps today is Judas' turn to wash our feet.
就连这位要卖主耶稣的犹大。
And even Judas himself, who was going to betray the Lord.
他也不觉得他应该做这件事。
He also did not feel like he was to do this task.
给大家洗脚。
To wash everybody's feet.
当大家在坐在那里难受的时候。
And so while everybody was so uncomfortable sitting there.
这时候我们的主他站起来。
At that time, our Lord stood up.
脱下他的袍子
He took off his outer robe.
他束上腰带
And he girded himself.
他拿了盆子装了水
He took the basin filled with water.
他亲手一个一个的来给门徒们洗脚
And with his own hands, one by one, he washed his disciples' feet.
他给彼得洗脚
He washed Peter's feet.
给约翰洗脚
He washed John's feet.
一个一个的给他们洗脚
One by one, he washed their feet.
就连那位要卖他的犹大
Even Judas, who was going to betray him.
我们的主他仍然为他洗脚
Our Lord still washed his feet too.
谁让我们看见我们的主是何等取了奴仆的形象。
So we see the position of our Lord Jesus. He was just as a bond slave.
他在地上的一生就像一个奴仆那样的卑微。
His entire life, he was as lowly as a bond servant.
他一直站在一个最低微的地位上来服侍。
He stood on the lowest position to serve man.
就在这里告诉我们，他成了人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服。
Here it says, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient.
我们看见主来到地上，他乃是顺服父神，他来到地上。
We see that for our Lord, he was obedient to the Father. That is why he came.
这样一位尊贵荣耀的主来到地上。
This glorious Lord, for him to come to earth.
他不是生在皇宫里。
He was not born in a palace.
他也不是生在白宫里。
He was not born in the White House.
他乃生在那卑微的马槽里。
He was born in a very lonely, lowly manger.
那就是一个谦卑、卑微的标记。
This is a symbol of humility, of meekness.
哎，他生长在拿撒勒的地方。
He was also born in Nazareth.
我们知道拿撒勒也是一个被人所轻藐视的地方。
We also know that Nazareth was a place very looked down upon by people.
就有人这么说，拿撒勒能够出什么好的呢？
A person also said, can anything good come from Nazareth?
我们看见我们的主在他一生成长的过程当中。
We see in all of the Lord's growing up years.
哎，一直顺服他肉身的父母亲，玛利亚和约瑟。
He always obeyed his parents, Mary and Joseph.
当我们主公开服事的时候。
And when he came out to public ministry.
我们看见他所做的第一件事情。
We see that the very first thing he did.
他就来到约旦河边。
He came to the River Jordan.
来受那施洗约翰的洗。
To receive the baptism of John.
我们看见他乃是站在一个卑微的地位上。
We see that this was a position of humility, of lowliness. He was obedient.
在那里尽诸般的义。
So that all may be fulfilled.
我们看见就连我们主到最末了他要死的时候。
We see that even to the very end when he was to die.
他来到了克西玛丽园。
He came to the Garden of Gethsemane.
他在那里向父神祷告说。
And there he prayed to the Father.
父啊，若是许可，求你将这杯挪开。
Father, if it is your will, please remove this cup from me.
姐妹，那个杯对我们主来讲是何等的难受。
Brothers and sisters, that cup is very difficult for the Lord.
那十字架还不仅是痛苦。
Not only was that cross suffering.
不仅是羞辱。
Not only was it shame.
父神乃是要将罪人所有的罪都堆在主的身上。
But all the sin of mankind was going to be placed upon him.
在我们的主最不能忍受的一件事。
The one thing that he could not endure.
就他知道父神将要掩面不看他。
Was that the Father was going to turn away and not look at him.
这位从永远就与这位父神同在的主耶稣。
This Jesus who was with the Father from eternity past.
就连他降卑来到地上的时候，他仍然与父神同在。
Even when he came to earth as a man, he was still with the Father.
但他知道当他要在十字架领受这个苦杯的时候。
But he knew that when he was to go up on the cross and to take that cup of suffering, of bitterness.
他要与这位爱他的父要暂时的分开。
He knew that he was temporarily going to be separated from the Father.
这是我们的主所不能忍受的。
This is what our Lord could not endure.
而在那里主却祷告说。
And yet the Lord prayed.
但不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But not my will, but your will be done.
我们看见就连我们的主他存心顺服在死的形状上在死的这件事情上面他顺服到底
We see that the Lord himself was obedient to the point of death even to the death on the cross
他最后就死在那残酷羞辱的十字架上
And so he experienced death on a cross full of shame
这是我们主的谦卑
This was the humility of our Lord
他存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上。
He had absolute obedience, obedience even to the point of death, death on the cross.
接下来，腓立比书告诉我们，所以神将他升为至高。
And so Philippians continues on to say, for this reason also, God highly exalted him.
我们看见我们的主乃是降卑到一个最卑微的地位上。
We see that our Lord, he condescended to the lowest point.
到一个死的地位上。
To the point of death.
然后我们看见神将他升为至高
And then we see that God highly exalted him
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名
And bestowed on him the name which is above every name
叫一切在天上的地上的地底下的
So that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow of those who are in heaven on earth and under the earth
因耶稣的名无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主
And that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord
使荣耀归于父神
To the glory of God the Father.
所以我们的主在地上让我们看见这条进入荣耀的道路。
So our Lord on earth shows us the way into glory.
乃是尊荣以先有谦卑。
That before there is glory, there must be humility.
今天主呼召我们也来走这条道路。
The Lord calls us today to also walk this path.
因为主乃是要带领许多儿子进到荣耀里。
Because the Lord wants to bring many sons into glory.
那今天我们有两个选择。
So today you have two choices.
如果我们是要选择像撒旦的道路。
Do you want to choose the path of Satan?
他要高升。
He wanted to elevate himself and go higher.
看见他就成为一个可怕 一个魔鬼。
And then we see that he became a terrible devil.
记得我们看见主所为我们预备的这条道路。
We see the path that the Lord has prepared for us.
是一个降卑再降卑的道路。
It's a path that is lower and goes even lower.
就当我们这样子来跟随主。
And in this way, when we follow the Lord,
我们看见到了时候，神就使我们高升。
We will find that at His time, He will elevate us.
只有神所升高的。
That all that God elevates,
那才是一个真正的尊荣。
That is true glory.
那是一个永远的尊荣。
That is a glory that is eternal.
那是一个与主同在的荣耀。
That is a glory that is forever with Him.
那我们如何能够来跟随主，来走这条谦，来学习这谦卑的道路
？So how can we follow Him so that we can learn this way of humility?
我们如何能够培养这谦卑的性格在我们身上
？How can we learn the nature of humility?
那第一点
，the first
还是要承认。我们不能。
Number one, acknowledge we cannot.
就承认我不能。
And you need to admit I cannot.
在马太福音第七章那里，主耶稣曾经这么说。
In Matthew 7, the Lord once said.
他说：“荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢
？”Said you will know how is it that grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes.
棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢
？Nor figs from thistles.
这让我们看见我们的天然己的生命。
We see that in our natural life,
我们这个肉体的生命,
in our fleshly life,
我们的自己,
in ourself,
乃是骄傲的,
we are proud.
就像那荆棘, 像棘藜一样,
just like thorns and thistles,
只会刺伤人,
we can only harm people.
是不能够结出那葡萄像无花果一样的果子来叫人享用。
It cannot bear fruit like grapes or figs for people to enjoy.
我就打个比方。
So I want to give you an example.
比如说我们看见的主那为门徒洗脚谦卑的榜样。
We see the Lord Jesus, He gave us example of humility of washing the disciples' feet.
而主也给我们一个命令说，你们要彼此的洗脚。
And He also gave us a command, we are to wash one another's feet.
好，所以呢，我们就决定了。
And so we decide.
决定呢，我要给弟兄姐妹洗脚。
And we decide in our heart, we are going to wash each other's feet.
我们就学习主的榜样。
And we want to learn our Lord's example.
一步一步的来效法我们的主。
And step by step, we want to follow our Lord.
结果呢，我们是给弟兄姐妹洗了脚了。
And so, what is the result? Yes, we washed our brothers and sisters' feet.
我们外面好像做了一件卑微的事情。
And outwardly, it looks like you've done something very humble.
但当我们洗完脚之后
，But after you wash their feet,
我们里头却有一个感觉。
Inside, we have this feeling.
你看我多谦卑。
Look at me, I'm so humble.
别人不愿意做的事情，我做了。
The things other people are not willing to do, I've done.
别人做不到的事情。我做到了。
The things other people cannot do, I've done.
你看别人不愿意刷厕所。
Look, other people are not willing to scrub the bathroom.
只有我。
Just me. I'm willing to do it.
姐妹，我们可能外面做了一件卑微的事。
Outwardly, perhaps we've done something very humble.
但是如果是从我们天然己生命所出来的。
But if it comes out of our natural life.
它的结果还是叫我们这个人骄傲。
The result causes us to feel proud.
这里就让我们看见一个我们一般常常说的属灵的骄傲。
So here it is speaking of spiritual pride.
我们外面做的一件事是属灵的事情。
Outwardly we've done something that is a spiritual thing.
但是因着源头不对。
But because the origin is not right.
当我们做了以后。
After we've done it.
叫我们这个人骄傲。
It causes us to feel proud.
这属灵的骄傲并不是属灵的。
This spiritual pride does not allow us to be spiritual.
这也不是谦卑。
And this is not humility.
这乃是显出我们自己。
This actually reveals yourself.
所以我们必须要认识到，承认我不能。
So we need to know and acknowledge I cannot.
在属灵的事情上面，我们是不能。
In spiritual things, we are unable.
我们的天然生命是不能。
Our natural lives cannot.
我们靠着自己是不能。
According to ourselves, we can't.
因为无论是自己，无论是从肉体出来的。只会叫我们这个人骄傲。
Because whether it comes from ourself or flesh, it only allows us to feel proud.
这个道理我们很容易明白。
Now, we can understand this concept.
但是当我们去实行的时候
But when it comes to actually living it out,
你就发现十分的困难。
You find it's very hard.
我们很难真实的能够脱离这个己，能够弃绝这个己。
We find it's very difficult to leave behind ourself, to put it away.
那我们如何能够像我们的主，能够培养这谦卑的性格？
So how can we learn to be humble like our Lord?
我们不能。
We are unable.
但是我们要相信神能。
But we must believe God can.
在人是不能，在神他凡事都能。
With man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible.
神能够使我们谦卑。
God is able to allow us to be humble.
一方面，神界的环境叫我们谦卑下来。
On one hand, God will humble us through the environment.
一方面，神界的在我们里头的圣灵能够使我们谦卑下来。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit inside of us will cause us to be humble.
在旧约有一个王叫尼布甲尼撒，他是巴比伦王。
In the Old Testament, there is a king named Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon.
这尼布甲尼撒王呢，他是很有能力的。
Nebuchadnezzar was very capable.
他的国权也是非常的强盛。
His kingdom was also very powerful and large.
是，就是这个王呢，把神的选民，犹大人呢，从神的应许之地掳到巴比伦去。
And this is also the king that exiled the people of God from Israel into Babylon.
因着他很有能力。
And because he was so powerful.
还扩展他的版图。
And he expanded his boundaries.
哎呀，实在是这个尊荣的不得了。
So he was very glorious.
有一天啊，他就想了。
And so one day he thought.
我看这大巴比伦帝国。
See this great kingdom of Babylon.
不是我一手所建立起来。
Haven't I established this with my own hands?
当然在之前呢，其实神已经借着但以理已经警告过他了。
Now before that, actually God through Daniel had already warned him.
那个警告之后呢，他稍微收敛了一段时间。
And after the warning, he did restrain himself for a short period of time.
他又想起来了，哇，你看这大巴比伦就是我一手建造起来。
But then after one year, he thought and he saw this kingdom and he saw the work of his own hands.
当他站在那里骄傲地欣赏自己手中的工作。
And so while he was lifting up his heart in pride, enjoying the work of his own hands,
神的审判就临到他。
God's judgment came to him.
他突然间，他就好像疯了一样。
He became crazy.
他就离开世人。
And he left people.
被赶到旷野里。
And he went out into the wilderness.
身被鹿医师。
And all the dew of the heavens also was on him.
吃草如牛。
He ate grass just like the cattle.
七期之久
for seven periods.
我们看见神借着那样的环境来在这位巴比伦王身上来工作。
And so through this environment, God was working in the king of Babylon.
照着但以理所预先告诉他的，过了七期，
just like Daniel had prophesied, after seven periods of time,
突然间神就将他的聪明智慧就附加给他。
All of a sudden, his understanding came back to him.
他也重新得着他的国权。
And again, he received back the power in his reign.
坐在他的宝座上。
And was able to sit on his throne.
在这个时候，他做了一个见证。
And so at this time, he gave a testimony.
他说他现在知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
And so now he gave the testimony that he knew that the Most High reigns over all mankind.
我们看见经过神所预备的这样一个环境。
And so through this environment that God had prepared.
原本一位这样高傲的巴比伦王。
That this originally proud king of Babylon.
他知道至高者在人的国中掌权。
Now he knew that the Most High reigns over all mankind.
接着在但以理书第四章那边末了，他又做了一个这样的见证。
So at the end of Daniel 4, now Nebuchadnezzar gave this testimony.
他说那行动骄傲的他能降为卑。
That he is able to humble those who walk in pride.
我们看见神能使人降卑。
We find that God is able to humble man.
神界的环境叫人能够降卑下来。
God is able to humble man through the environment.
最近和弟兄姐妹我们一同在读约伯记。
Recently I've been reading with brothers and sisters the book of Job.
约伯记是一卷很特别的一卷书。
Job is a very interesting book.
它前面两章啊，非常的精彩。
In the first two chapters of the book, it's very, there's a lot of illustrations and pictures.
那后面两三章呢，也是比较特别。
And the last two chapters of the book is also interesting.
所以我想很多人读约伯记的，就前面两章读完了，就跳到后面。
And so I know a lot of people, we read the first two chapters and then we jump to the end.
中间有三十多章的圣经啊，读不下去。
Because in the middle, there's 30 some chapters, it's hard to read.
好，那我现在稍微跟大家说一下。
And so I want to just tell everybody.
一开头啊，有这么一个人叫约伯。
I'll give an explanation that there was a person named Job.
他在人的眼中，在神的眼中啊，他都是非常尊贵，非常尊贵的。
In the eyes of man and the eyes of God, this person Job was very honorable.
在神的眼中，约伯是一个完全正直，他是敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
In the eyes of God, Job was a man who was very righteous, and he always kept away from things that were evil.
这个是很不容易的。
This is difficult.
我想我们中间没有一个人啊，能够跟约伯相比。
I don't think any of us can compare with Job.
但是约伯呢，他不仅在神面前是这样的一个完全正直的人。
But Job, even though he was not completely right before God.
他知道有时候他可能还有一些那个隐而未现的罪，或者有时候犯了一些罪，或者他儿女会犯罪。
He knew that perhaps he might have some hidden sins, or perhaps his children might sin.
所以他常常献祭。
So he would often sacrifice.
就约伯是这样子在神的面前。
So this was Job before God.
就是有一天啊，撒旦就跑到神面前啊，来到势力在神面前。
And so one day Satan came before God.
那神就对撒旦说：“看看我这个仆人约伯。”
And so God said to Satan, "See my servant Job."
完全正直，敬畏神。远离恶事。
He is right, he is honorable, and he does not do evil things.
撒旦开始在这里挑战神。
And so there, Satan started to have a debate with God.
我就长话短说。
And so long story short,
在神的许可之下，
under God's permission,
撒旦马上来攻击约伯。
Satan immediately came and attacked Job.
他一下子让约伯所有的财富啊，一下都没有了。
Immediately took away all of Job's possessions.
这个牛啊，骆驼啊，羊啊。
His cows, his lambs, his camels, everything.
差不多我们今天我们的房子，我们的车子，我们的 401k.
So it's like our house, our car, 401k, everything.
还有那个银行的储蓄都没有。
Oh, also our savings in the bank.
然后约伯他有十个儿女。
He had 10 children.
都是很好的。
They're all good.
他们也是相亲相爱的。
And they love one another.
突然间也都死了。
All of a sudden, they died.
当约伯遭遇这样的打击。
When Job received such an attack,
他仍然不以他的口犯罪。
He was not willing to sin with his mouth.
他仍然持守他的纯正。
He still held on to his purity.
他知道赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华，耶和华是应当称颂。
He knew that it is Jehovah who gives and Jehovah who takes away, and his name must be praised.
当然，撒旦还是不肯罢休。
But Satan was not willing to let him go.
他虽然第一回和第二回和撒旦输了。
Even though Satan lost the first time, the second time,
他在神面前，他仍然继续挑战。
He still had a debate with God.
所以后来神就允许他来击打约伯。
So then God gave permission for Satan to attack Job himself.
约伯从脚到头都长了毒疮。
From the sole of his feet up to his head, he had boils on his body, and it was very painful.
在炉灰中用瓦片刮自己。
And so he took shards of pottery to scratch himself.
他已经极其痛。
He was full of turmoil and suffering.
这时候呢，我们看见神界的环境有三个朋友，约伯最好的朋友。
And then God, through the environment, allowed three of Job's best friends to come and visit him.
撒旦加给约伯的痛苦啊，前面两章圣经讲完了。
Now all of those the pain and suffering that Satan gave him, it was finished after Job 1 and 2.
这三个约伯最好的朋友。
And then these three of Job's best friends.
他们实在是爱约伯。
They loved Job.
他们来了以后看到约伯，他们都认不出来他。
And when they saw him, they could not even recognize him.
他们就与约伯一同坐在炉灰中。
And they sat in the dust and ashes with him.
七天都不讲话。
For 7 days, did not speak.
哎呀，叫约伯更加的痛苦。
Caused Job to feel more suffering.
痛到地步，约伯只好开口讲话。
To a point where he had to open up his mouth and speak.
他咒诅自己的生日。
And he cursed his own birth.
他巴不得自己还没有出母腹就死了。
He wanted to die even before he was born.
一直讲就是想死想死想死想死。
Basically, he just said he wanted to die, wanted to die.
他又死不了。
But he could not die.
真正痛苦还没开始。
And the true suffering had not even begun.
所以接着约伯记三十多章的圣经。
And so through 30-some chapters of Job.
叫约伯痛苦得不得了。
Caused Job so much suffering.
为什么呢
？Why?
这三个朋友呢？约伯讲话之后，三个朋友也讲话。
After Job spoke, his three friends also spoke.
他们就好像那个打拳击啊，一回合、二回合、三回合。
It's like wrestling. They were going back and forth.
我可以简单用几句话把它讲完。三十几章圣经，简单几句话。
With just these my few phrases, I was able to summarize all 30-some chapters.
爱约伯的朋友就告诉他说：“约伯，你造这些事情呢，一定是你有错。”
Job's friends told him that because you have gone through all these things, it must be because you have done something wrong. You must have sinned.
或是你家里面有人犯罪。
Or someone in your family have sinned.
而且你一定有错。
You have been wrong in some matter.
约伯就说了。
And Job said,
我没有错。
I am not wrong.
我没有罪。
I have no sin.
我没有错。
I am not wrong.
我没有罪。
I have no sin.
就这样讲了三十多章。
This is some 30-some chapters.
约伯痛苦得不得了。
So Job was full of suffering.
他三个朋友也气得不得了。
His three friends were so angry.
在这样的过程当中
，in this process，
在这样一个漫长的折磨的痛苦的环境里头
，through this long turmoil，
我们看见乃是神在那里做事。
We see God was working。
神做什么事呢
？What was God doing？
神乃是要显出约伯里面那个己。
God wanted to reveal the self in Job。
想要显出那约伯里面那个骄傲。
To show the pride in Job。
到了跳到最后面，约伯最后。最后面两三章。
So let's jump to the very end of Job, the last two chapters.
像这样来来回去，不知道多少回合了。
So after they had this back and forth so many times,
我想也精疲力尽了。
And they were all very tired.
神的时候到了。
Now God's time had come.
神就在旋风中向约伯显现。
So God now in the wind revealed himself.
当神向约伯显现的时候
And so when God revealed himself to Job,
神就问约伯一系列的问题。
God asked Job a whole string of questions.
一个问题，这个问题，这个问题。
One question after another.
问完了以后
After he asked,
约伯就说了
Job spoke.
我从前风闻有你。
Once I have heard of
you,
but today I have seen you.
因此我懊悔自己。
And so I repent in dust and ashes.
我在炉灰中懊悔自己。
I repent in dust and ashes.
我们看见就是经过这样的一个环境。
So we see through this environment,
约伯还认识到自己的那个骄傲。
Job came to know the pride in himself.
所以他痛恨自己。
And so he hated himself.
他弃绝自己。
So he rejected himself.
在神面前懊悔。
And so before God, he was able to repent.
你们这是不是我们的写照?
Brothers and sisters, isn't this our story?
为我们预备这样的配偶。
God has prepared this spouse for you.
预备这样的儿女。
Prepared these children for you.
预备这样的老板。
Prepared this boss for you.
我们预备这样的弟兄姐妹。
And gave you these brothers and sisters.
很多时候叫我们实在是像约伯一样。
Oftentimes we're like Job.
我们也是来来去去好好多回合。
We have much back and forth.
讲理。
We have excuses.
讲对错。
We have reasons and rights and wrongs. We insist on ourselves.
在神面前总觉得自己有理。
Before God, we find that we have our own reasons.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
当神向我们显现。
When God reveals himself.
我们就在炉灰中痛悔。
That we can only repent in dust and ashes.
这是神借着环境他能够使我们谦卑。
So through environment, God is able to humble us.
能够叫我们脱离这骄傲的己。
He is able to allow us to be set free from the self that is full of pride.
让我们能够得着释放。
So that we may be set free.
另一方面，神也借着住在我们里头的圣灵，来叫主的谦卑性格制作在我们身上。
On the other hand, the Holy Spirit is also able to allow us to be humble.
以弗所书第三章那边告诉我们，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切。
Ephesians 3:20 tells us, Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us.
弟兄姐妹，我们心里面何等的感谢。
Brothers and sisters, we thank and praise our Lord.
神的大力。
God's great power.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
他那个能力是何等的大。
He has great power.
他能够充充足足地成就神的旨意在我们身上。
He is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think.
靠着我们自己不能。
Because we cannot.
靠着那位住在我们里头的圣灵。
But according to the Holy Spirit who lives inside of us.
他能够来成就神的旨意。
He is able to accomplish God's will.
被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can be conformed into the image of God's Son.
那圣灵在我们里头怎么样来工作呢?
How does the Holy Spirit work in us then?
一方面他借着生命的光照。
On one hand, it is through the enlightenment of light, of life. We know that His life inside of us is light.
因为生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Because life is in Him, and He is the light of man.
圣灵就叫我们在里头，叫主的生命发出光来。
So His life within us, it shines through His light.
就光照我们。
And it enlightens us.
看见我们那个己的骄傲。
So that we see the pride of ourselves.
看见我们肉体里头没有良善。
We see that there is no good in our flesh.
有位弟兄，他跟我这样子说
A brother has once said to me
他平常呢是很害羞的
That he normally is very bashful
参加礼拜五查经聚会
When he comes to Friday night Bible study
都不太不好意思分享
He's too shy to share
就有一次呢他就里头呢实在是有感动
But one time he was moved
他就分享了一点
And so he shared a little
就谁知道
Who knew
一分享完
As soon as he finished
就马上被人家纠正
He was immediately corrected and said that he was very, someone said he was very wrong and his sharing was bad.
你们要是你的话，你会怎么样？
If it were you, what would you do?
我想大概两种反应。
You might have two reactions.
一种呢？
On one hand,
顶回去。
You might fight back.
我再解释一试。
Let me explain a little more.
变一变。
I'm going to change it, correct it a little.
另外一个反应呢？
Another,
就非常的伤心。
Is to be very hurt.
以后还是都不要发言。
That I'm never going to speak again.
那感谢主，我们的弟兄啊，在主面前有一颗心。
But we thank the Lord, our brother, before the Lord, he had a heart.
里头实在是受伤了。
He was truly hurt.
回到家里晚上的时候。
He went home that night.
就来到主面前祷告。
He came and prayed before the Lord.
他祷告说，受委屈了。
And he said, Lord, I've been hurt.
受委屈也受伤。
I've been hurt and I've been offended.
感谢主，我们弟兄知道来到主面前。
But we thank the Lord, he came before the Lord.
在主面前。说两句
And he said a few phrases before the Lord.
在里头圣灵就光照他
And the Holy Spirit enlightened him.
他看见 我们这个自己啊，怎么这么骄傲
？Allowed him to see how full of pride we are.
我们就是圣灵在我们里头的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是在埋怨环境。
We do not complain about our environment.
我们不是在那里怪弟兄姐妹。
We do not accuse our brothers and sisters.
我们还是回到主的面前。
But we come back before the Lord.
光照我们。
When the Holy Spirit enlightens us,
我们这个己，我们这个肉体就是骄傲。
And we see our flesh, ourself, is so full of pride.
我们能够悔改在主的面前。
And then when we change and confess, repent before Him.
圣灵在我们里头也借着恩膏的教训来教导我们。
Then the Holy Spirit, through the teaching of the anointing, will lead us.
借着那微小的声音。
Through the still small voice.
这恩膏的教训是真的，不是假的。
The teaching of the anointing is true and not false.
原谅我就用自己做一个例子。
Forgive me, I'm going to use myself as an example.
在过去这些年。我在我们家厨房学了很多属灵的功课。
In the past few years, I have learned many lessons in my family's kitchen.
你们可能在别的地方学。
Perhaps you may learn elsewhere.
但我想，我每个人都有个地方呢，是主要用来教导我们学习属灵功课的地方。
But all of us, we have a place where the Lord is teaching us spiritual lessons.
为什么我们家对我来说，我们家厨房是我学习属灵功课的地方呢
？For me, the place where I learn spiritual lessons is in my kitchen.
因为我觉得，我自己觉得呢，那厨房啊是我的强项。
Because I feel like in the kitchen, it is my strength.
就是我觉得我自己比较会做菜。
Because I feel like I'm able to cook.
至少做得比姐妹。
At least my cooking is better than my wife.
那怎么在厨房里头学功课呢
？So how do I learn lessons in the kitchen?
每次在厨房啊。姐妹就有意见。
Every time in the kitchen, my wife, she always has opinions.
在我心目中啊，我觉得姐妹做菜做得比我差。
In my heart, I think that my wife, her cooking is not as good as mine.
当她给我有指导、有意见的时候呢，我就不太能够接受。
And so when she has comments, it's hard for me to accept it.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们几个骄傲。
Because I'm proud.
相反的，今天如果姐妹在弹琴
，And so to also put it another way, if our sister is playing the piano,
我去给她指导、指教、指教
，And I'm trying to correct her here, give her some direction.
我想她可能也会受不了。
I think perhaps she might not be able to accept it.
因为我是完全对音乐完全不懂的。
Because I do not understand music at all.
这是神在我们身上来制作我们的一个环境。
This is the environment that God is training us.
所以在厨房里头啊，常常要学功课。
So in the kitchen, I'm learning many lessons.
坦白说啊，学得很不好。
Honestly speaking, I do not learn it well.
靠着主的恩典。
But according to His grace,
主给我们有那恩膏的教训。
He has given us the teaching of the anointing.
恩膏是真的，不是假。
The anointing is true and not false.
也是我们两个人在厨房里面在一起在做事情。
And together we are working in the kitchen.
那我们谈论一些话。
And when we speak together,
那个话呢，真的没有什么这个没有什么特别大的事情。
These words, it's not like we're talking about anything great.
但突然间呢，她有个意见。
But all of a sudden, she has an opinion.
跟我的意见不一样。
And it's different from mine.
我也发表我的意见。
And so then I give my opinion.
我发表我的意见以后呢
？And after that,
她觉得跟她的意见不一样。
She finds it's different from hers.
她进一步发表她的意见。
And so she gives another opinion.
当我里头呢，开始那个肉体血气开始发作的时候。
And so when my flesh starts to come up.
我已经想好了一番。那个要讲论的那个一番话
，I've already prepared this speech in my heart。
突然间很奇妙的
，All of a sudden it's amazing。
里头就有一个微小的声音
，There's a still small voice inside。
就提醒我说，基督并不是这样。
That reminds me, Christ is not like this。
那你们就是神借着恩膏的教训在我们身上来制作我们，让
<Brothers S 1>
我们能够像我们的主。
This is the teaching of the anointing that is willing to work in us so that we can become like our Lord.
弟兄们，不是对错的问题。
Brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of right or wrong.
不是道理的问题。
It's not a matter of logic or reason.
等会儿你们自己好好想一想。
Later, go home, think about it.
你们过去这个礼拜，你们跟在家里面也好，跟别人也好，你们所争的事情。
In the past week, whether it's with your family members or other people, and the things that you had problems with.
到底我们为什么而争？
Why did you have an argument?
当如果在主面前光主光照我们的时候
，Now when the Lord reveals Himself and enlightens you,
你就发现大多数的事情，我们都是为了己在那里争。
You will find that most of the time it's because you are arguing because of yourself.
我对你错。
I am right, you are wrong.
我有理，你没有理。
I have a reason, you do not.
就是那个己在里头。
That is the self.
那个骄傲叫我们人跟人之间的相处产生许多的问题。
The pride causes many difficulties in our relationships.
感谢主借着恩膏的教训，主要制作我们 能够像他。
So we thank the Lord through the teaching of the anointing, He is training us to become more like Him.
我们的责任就是顺服恩膏的教训。
Our responsibility is to submit to the teaching of the anointing.
就当圣灵你在里头提醒我们的时候。
So while the Spirit reminds us,
靠着恩典能够顺服下来。
According to grace, we learn to submit.
罗马书告诉我们，随从圣灵、顺服圣灵的，就是生命平安。
In Romans 8, it reminds us, because the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace.
让我们服在神大能的手中。
Now we, when we submit ourselves under His hand,
让我们顺从圣灵恩膏在里头的带领。
And when we submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit within,
我们看见主的生命在我们里头就充满。
We see that His life fills us.
主的生命就从我们身上流露出来。
And His life will flow from us.
彰显出来。
It will manifest from us.
而我们里面也满了平安。
And we will be filled with peace.
这是神在我们身上制作我们的一个过程。
This is the process of God's training in us.
弟兄姊妹，如今我们乃是在一个弯曲悖谬的世代里。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a perverse and crooked generation.
神要我们在这世代能够做神没有瑕疵的儿女。
God wants us to be blameless and pure, children of
God. 让我们能够像明光照耀一样。
So that we appear as lights in this world.
能够将生命之道表明出来。
So that we can manifest life, the way of life.
所以今天神在我们身上制作我们的一个目的。
The reason why God is training us.
是叫主的生命能够更多充满在我们里。
The will and purpose is so that His life may fill us more.
充满在这无用的器皿。
So that may fill this useless vessel.
充满在我们这倒空的器皿。
This empty vessel.
让神在我们身上来制作我们。
So God can train us.
让他的生命性情能够从我们身上彰显出来。
So that His nature and character can be manifested from us.
让生命性情能够流露出来。
So that His life can flow from us.
能够在这样一个骄傲的世代里头。
In this very proud generation.
今天我们所在这个世代是一个骄傲的世代。
This generation that we live in is one full of pride.
是一个高举自己的世代。
One that elevates self.
是一个要显耀自己的世代。
One that wants to reveal self.
就连在一些所谓基督教的机构里头。
Even in many Christian organizations.
看见人都要显扬自己的名。
We see man wants to lift their own name.
这世界的媒体各方各面在那里叫人来高举自己，显扬自己。
All different parts of this world, there are people wanting to elevate themselves and show off themselves.
甚至一些商业广告都在那里说，只要我喜欢，有什么不可以？
Even there are some business ads. They say, even just because I like it, why can't I?
我们看见这个世界的灵在那里抬举自己，在那里高举人。
The world is elevating themselves and elevating man.
但是我们在这世代当中，我们要做一个迷光的见证。
But in this world, we are to testify as lights.
我们必须要让主的生命从我们身上能够显明出来。
We want His life to be shown forth from us.
我们这无用的器皿。
From a useless vessel.
我们这卑贱的器皿。
From a very base vessel.
然后叫我们的主叫人认识。
So that people can come to know our Lord.
我们在这里乃是要高举我们的主。
We are elevating our Lord.
乃是要彰显我们的主。
We are manifesting our Lord.
乃是因着借着我们的卑微。
Through our humility,
借着我们的倒空,
through our emptying of ourselves,
借着我们愿意把自己摆在死地,
we are willing to place ourselves even on the position of death,
让我们的主能够被人尊崇,
so that our Lord may be honored by man,
被人认识,
so that the Lord may,
能够被人, so, 被人称颂,
man may know our Lord and honor him.
就你们这是神在我们身上极美的一个旨意。
This is a beautiful will that God has in our lives.
原本我们不过就是卑微像尘土一般的人,
even though we are lowly and only dust.
那今天神把我们放在他的手中。
But today God has placed us in His hand.
他来制作我们。
He is training us.
他来把我们磨成他儿子的形象。
So that we may be conformed to the image of His Son.
而我们所需要做的。
And so the things that we need to do.
就是因着神爱激励我。
It is because His love constrains us.
因着主在十字架上把自己完全的给了我。
Because our Lord on the cross, He gave Himself entirely to us.
照这个爱，今天也激励我们蒙恩的人。
May this love also encourage all of us who are saved by grace.
我们也愿意把我们的全然，把我们的全心来交给他。
So that we may also be willing to give Him our entire hearts, our entire beings.
叫他能够在我们身上做成他的工作。
So that He may do His work in us.
叫主的恩典能够继续的帮助我。
May His grace continue to help us.
我们能够忍耐到底。
That we may endure to the very end.
好像有一天主能够得着那合用的器皿。
So that one day He may gain that useful vessel.
能够在这世代里头来彰显他的自己。
In this generation, so that He may manifest Himself.
将一切荣耀都归给父。
So that all glory may be given to the Father.
这早晨主借着这些话语来对我们的一个呼召。
And so these words, our Lord is giving us another calling.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的是 nothing.
Brothers and sisters, we truly are nothing.
他今天卷。主愿意，愿意来使用我。
But today the Lord is willing to use us.
还是愿意主帮助我。
May the Lord help us.
让我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for revealing your heart to us. We think about how we originally are very low and only but dust. And today we have received such great salvation. And today you are willing to train and work in us. And not only have you given us your own life, you want to work out your own image from within us
so that
we can represent and manifest you. Lord, we do admit there is no good in us. And we do admit that we cannot. But we praise you. Because those who are proud, you are able to humble. And through that great power, you are able to do your work within us. So we are willing to once again give ourselves back to you. May your will be quickly accomplished in us. So that we may be humble just like you. That just like you, we do not do anything for ourselves. And just like you, you can stand on the lowest position. And help us to obey and submit entirely. To submit beneath your hand. To submit to all the environments that you have given to us. So that your glory may be manifested from us. So that man would not be ashamed when they see you. We give you all the glory and praise. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.